This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Good afternoon, this is the R1 News at 1. I'm your host Jemima for today. And it is a very final R1 News show for semester 1. So following today, we're going to be on a 3-week break and we won't be back until semester 2 kicks off on the 15th of July. So if you're tuning in, thank you so much for joining me on the very last day of this. We've just got the bulletin and the weather for you today. No little extra special bits, but that's okay. We're going to keep it nice and short and just get you through the news so that you can really start your holiday or just start your weekend, whatever you've got coming up next. First up for you, though, I've got Christoph Altruento with Pep the Conqueror.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Friday, 21st June. I'm Jemima. In national news, the New Zealand government is being urged to withdraw its military from the RIMPAC exercise by the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa. And in a statement by the PSNA, National Chair John Minto says, "We are calling on our government to withdraw from the exercise because of Israel's ongoing industrial-scale slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza," end quote. RIMPAC is a biennial military exercise hosted by the United States in and around Hawaii that runs from 26 June to 2 August. It is the largest international maritime exercise with 29 nations and 25,000 personnel participating, numbers from the US Pacific Fleet. Australia, the United Kingdom, and Israel, despite its ongoing war on Gaza and International Court of Justice case accusing the country of genocide, are also involved in 2024's RIMPAC exercise. Minto's statement goes on to say, "Withdrawing from RIMPAC would be a signal of solidarity with the victims of Israeli genocide and show that New Zealand takes seriously its responsibility to prevent genocide under the Genocide Convention," end quote. A separate petition by the Cancel RIMPAC Coalition addressed to the Minister of Defence, Judith Collins, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Winston Peters, and Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, is urging New Zealand's complete withdrawal from RIMPAC. It also acknowledges our involvement would demonstrate complicity with, quote, Israel's genocide in Gaza, end quote, but also acknowledge our withdrawal upholds decolonization of and commitment to a nuclear and weapons-free Pacific, as well as its ecological restoration. This is not the first time that New Zealanders have petitioned against its involvement in RIMPAC. In 2020, in the height of COVID, a petition addressed to Jacinda Ardern's government called for Aotearoa's withdrawal from RIMPAC for similar reasons, but additionally the risk of spreading COVID-19 and the exercise as not being an essential business. The petition has been circulating on social media, particularly via Aotearoa-wide local Justice for Palestine accounts, and currently has over 3,800 signatures. In Aotearoa News, Health Minister Dr. Shane Reti says the government remains committed to its campaign pledge of delivering the new Dunedin Hospital as originally promised, following his visit yesterday to the rebuild. In a statement released by the Dunedin Deputy Mayor, Cherry Lucas, said she met with Dr. Reti to discuss the progress of the hospital. Reti said they will deliver everything promised and he wants to see the facility built sooner rather than later. The hospital rebuild underwent a tumultuous year in 2023. Reporting from RNZ's show, an additional $200 million was added to the $1.5 billion build by Te Whatu Ora in late 2022. Then $90 million of this was cut, prompting the They Save, We Pay movement in Dunedin. Mid-year, National campaigned on an extra $30 million to the rebuild, as well as an additional 23 beds, 2 operating theatres and a PET scanner. Then later, speaking to a Health Select Committee, Dr. Reti said that it could be 6 to 10 years before it would be known if the hospital would be built as planned. At the time, speaking to the ODT, former Local Advisory Group chairperson Pete Hodgson said the government could walk away from its promise. Speaking yesterday, however, Dr. Reti said the government had never taken that off the table and that delays had caused more cost pressures. He could not reveal the specifics due to ongoing negotiations in the budget. Dunedin's Kmart will be opening next Thursday on the 27th of June, the retailer has announced. The new Kmart is located in South Dunedin on Anderson's Bay Road, behind the South Dunedin Fatty Lane restaurants of BK and Wendy's. Dunedin has not had a Kmart since 2020 when it closed its Meridian Mall location due to a too low seismic performance rating. It will be open till midnight as it has been in the past. Kmart is a big deal in Dunedin. A search on the ODT shows they have 321 stories that include Kmart. In international news, two Just Stop Oil activists spray-painted Stonehenge orange on Wednesday, ahead of the summer solstice. Videos and images from The Guardian show the two protesters, a 21-year-old student from Oxford and a 73-year-old from Birmingham, spraying some of the rock faces of Stonehenge with fluorescent orange paint pressurized in fire extinguishers, as members of the public call for them to stop and try to physically intervene. In a press release from Just Stop Oil, they have confirmed it is cornflour paste that will wash away with the rain. They also outlined their demands that the next UK government sign a legally binding agreement to phase out fossil fuels by 2030. They also say it is an indirect response to the Labour Party's just-released manifesto for the upcoming UK election that recommits them to stopping all future licences for new oil and gas should they form the next government. Just Stop Oil says that this is not enough. The two activists have been arrested on the suspicion of damaging the ancient monument. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the Labour leader Keir Starmer both condemned the act. Thousands of people attend Stonehenge for the summer solstice every year. Tourists speaking to The Guardian were also dismayed by the act. A senior druid and pagan priest, King Arthur Pendragon, who has protested at the monument several times in the past, said he totally disapproves of such behaviour and it alienates any sympathy anyone has or had for their cause. And just yesterday, two more Just Stop Oil activists have been arrested for similarly spray-painting private jets orange, parked at Stansted Airport in London, specifically targeting Taylor Swift's private jet, again under the same demands. The airport has denied that the Swift's jet was present at the airport. Sources are all a bit too iffy to confirm whether Swift's plane was present at the airport, whether it was painted, as well as whose plane was painted. This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Friday, 21st June. Today's bulletin was written by Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
That's right. Those have been the headlines for your Friday on the R1 News at 1. Honestly, though, I'm feeling like a little bit icky and consumerist following these. Personally, Kmart, for me personally, I see that it's a news piece. I get it, but I just wish I didn't have to report on it, as well as like the Taylor Swift private jet plane thing. I'm just feeling like a little bit in a capitalist and consumerist space and just need to like cleanse myself of that. And for that reason, the next track I've got for you is Excess by Rena Sawayama. Make sure you keep it locked to the R1 News on Radio 191 FM because I will be back very soon with your weather report. That was Night Lunch with 1 Million Pines on the R1 News. And right now we have
the R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
That's right. It's the weather. It's time for the weather. And for the first time in what feels like forever, we have a beautiful sunny day. The sun is out, shining its lovely face down on us all. Despite that, we've only got a high of 11. The low is 9. Oh no, it's 6. It feels like 9 degrees. There's also wind and wind gusts. Those are two different things, and I feel like you can tell. So it's still cold out there, but at least it is nice and beautiful. It's also the shortest day of the year today. It's winter solstice. The sun will be setting at 5:01 p.m. or 4:59 p.m. Conflicting reports. I don't know who is right and who is wrong, but it is definitely the shortest day. Looking forward for the weekend, we're going to just be getting around the same weather, but at least the days are going to get incrementally longer and longer. That has been your weather report.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
And that's all I've got for you today on the R1 News at 1. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this is, as I've said, the very last new show we have for semester 1. I'm Jemima, your news producer. It's been really lovely. Thank you so much for tuning in. That said, we are always available on, you know, wherever you get your podcasts from. And honestly, it's also, I don't think, ever too late to catch up on, like, what's going on. We have a really, you know, I think we've covered a lot of really important topics, and we've had some really cool, interesting, informative, and fun interviews throughout the semester. We've had interviews with Matthew Lee for Fair Rent on the Auckland rent strikes. We had Dr. Sabrina Morrow talking about hashtag blockout earlier this week. We had Dr. Jen Purdy talking about, you know, the national government choosing to resume oil and gas explorations, and all those interviews and all those news stories are there just waiting to be listened to. So you can always catch up on the R1 News, because, you know, the news doesn't stop. We're always going back to those old news stories. They are always just continuing on. So if you get bored in the holidays, I recommend that for some listening. But I'm going to sign out now. I'm going to leave you with a very, you know, honestly, probably a song that maybe sums up the news in total, by the really great Dunedin band Soaked Oats. This is Headline Opinion, and following that, I've got some Pickle Darling and some Snail Mail for you. Make sure you keep it locked to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
That was a f***ing Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.